the sixth day of the blessed month of Amshir, the martyrdom of Saint Cyrus, Saint John, Saint Athanasia, and her three young virgin daughters. These saints were martyred in the city of Alexandria. Saint Abakir, also known as Saint Cyrus, was born in Alexandria to godly parents who raised him up with a Christian upbringing. He grew loving God and the church, and he learned the medical profession and became known for his knowledge, godliness, and love for the poor. But others accused him before the governor that he was healing the people with sorcery and magic. And the governor ordered that he be arrested in spite of his knowledge of all the services that he offered freely to the people. Cyrus fled to the eastern desert where he joined the hermits and lived among them and served them. John was a high-ranking officer in the army of the countries in Mesopotamia. He was a pious Christian, inclined to the ascetic life and worship. When he heard about Saint Abakir, or Cyrus, he left the military service and went to visit the holy places in Jerusalem, and then went to the eastern desert where he found Saint Cyrus. John met him, and they saluted each other. And John lived nearby Cyrus, and he took him as a teacher, and they became spiritual brothers. When Emperor Diocletian incited the persecution against the Christians, Alexandria became a stage for the torment and torture of the Christians. The soldiers of the governor seized a Christian woman named Athanasia, which means the immortal, and her three virgin daughters, Theodora, which means the gift of God, Theopiste, which means the faith of God, and Theodosia, which means the glory of God. And the soldiers tied them with ropes and led them to trial and to torture in an area called Canub, east of Alexandria. When Saint Cyrus, or Abakir, heard of the arrest of Athanasia and her daughters, he was in the desert, and he had compassion for them, for he had known them from before. He was concerned that torture might weaken their faith, and so he decided to go to Alexandria to stand beside them. His spiritual brother, Saint John, went with them. As they entered Alexandria, they went to Canub to encourage Athanasia and her daughters. Some wicked men informed the governor of the arrival of Cyrus and John, and the governor ordered that they be arrested, tried, and then tortured them. He also ordered that Saint Athanasia and her three daughters be beheaded in front of Abakir and John, so as to frighten these men. But instead, they became more steadfast in their faith, and longed also for receiving the crown of martyrdom. After a long series of tortures, the governor ordered that the two men be beheaded, and so they received the crown of martyrdom. That was in the area called Canub, which was later on called Abukir, in reference to Saint Abakir. Saint Julius of Akfas came with his men and carried the bodies of the martyrs and buried them in a tomb nearby the church of Saint Mark in Alexandria. And he also wrote down the story of their strife and martyrdom. May the prayers of all of these saints be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1363 AD, Pope Marcus IV, the 84th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was a native of the city of Kaliub and became a monk in the Sharan Monastery by the name of Monk Gabriel. He was a righteous monk, knowledgeable and godly. After the departure of Pope Peter V, the bishops and the archons, or lay leaders, convened and they chose this monk. He was consecrated patriarch on the 8th of Tut, in the year 1348 AD by the name of Pope Mark IV. During his days, a severe persecution befell the Coptic people, and some of the churches were destroyed and the monasteries were ruined. The country faced many difficulties. The Pope was imprisoned, and the Christian king of Ethiopia had to intervene to release the Pope. Finally, after Pope Mark thankfully endured all of these problems, the Lord willed to relieve him from the toils of this world, and Pope Mark delivered his pure soul into the hands of the Lord and was buried at the Shahan Monastery. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Holy Father Anba Zenofios departed. He was the abbot of a large community of monks in the region of El Marg in the district of Akmim. He was known for asceticism and worship, and he taught the monks the virtues and worship and fear of God. He also established a convent for nuns and put in charge a righteous woman as their mother and sent them letters that explained the commandments and monastic rules. When Saint Zenofios finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace and was buried in his monastery. And God made many signs and wonders from his pure body. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.